It's no accident that it's clear today. We average only one-third cloud cover in October, but there's a big changeover around the 1st of November when skies average 65% cloud cover, which stays that way for the next half year. So it's not wrong to generalize October as being a sunny month and November as a cloudy one. The types of clouds vary too. From May through August, we see lots of puffy cumulus clouds due to convection from rising air thanks to daytime heat. Some can develop into thunderstorms, and their scattered nature yields sun showers, which in turn can produce rainbows, but only after 4 p.m., since a rainbow cannot appear if the sun is more than halfway up the sky. Our warm half of the year thus creates interesting-looking clouds with cauliflower designs that nature lovers stop to admire, and possible rainbows. By contrast, our cold half of the year often features flat stratus clouds with few, if any, shapes to them, and no chance for rainbows. The average cloud weighs 1,000,000 pounds. This is purely water weight. But the water is so spread out, each cubic yard of cloud weighs just 1/50th of an ounce. The air contained in the cloud has weight too, but we're not counting it, since it's the same as the surrounding air. The other type of cloud we commonly get around here is cirrus, made entirely of ice crystals. These feathery, wispy clouds are always very high up and are responsible for colorful halos around the moon or sun, and sun dogs, which are brilliant, colorful blotches to the right or left of the very low sun. When water is in its gaseous form, it's invisible. When it's liquid droplets, it's a cloud. When it's ice crystals, it's cirrus clouds, which create that colorful magic. But now in October, we enjoy the final sunny period before clouds rule our lives until late next spring. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.